Hi, my name is Jen Roulon, and you may know me as Coach Jen. After knocking out 15 Ironman triathlons, I am an everyday healthy human just like you. In this podcast, we will discuss how to metamorphosize into an everyday healthy human through healthy physical habits and mindsets, as well as authentic living. Let's transform together in this journey called life and become the best everyday healthy human ever. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Everyday Healthy Human Podcast. I am your host, Jen Roulon, or you may know me on the gram as Coach Jen. Well, today I wanted to share with you Costa Rica Part 4, and I would say it's my final one about Costa Rica, but I don't think I'm going to call it that because I have a feeling I'm going to have some Q&As that maybe I missed, or maybe there's just going to be more information about Costa Rica. And so I want to keep it an open book because right now it is my book. It is my open book of living here as a digital nomad in Costa Rica. So in episode one, I talked about why Costa Rica, what my attraction was, the factors that influenced my decision to move down here, and just some personal motivations. That is the end of season one on the Everyday Healthy Human podcast. Episode two is actually the very first episode of season two, and it was me about planning the move and really learning about the legal aspects, whether I have to cross a border, residency, all that fun stuff, right? And then just the financial planning, the currency about that, and then just my personal experience with job opportunities working remotely. Now, remember, we've talked about this before on the podcast, but I am a digital nomad. I do consider myself a U.S. citizen still, and I do still pay taxes. So a lot of my clients are in the States. And so I just work wherever I want to work. If I want to move to Spain, I'll move to Spain. And then episode three, talking about what we talked about, is living in Costa Rica. And we talked about the language and the language barrier and just how I am learning. Yo estoy practicando mi español todo día. I'm practicing Spanish every single day, along with some of the cultural differences, but just seeing what really taught me about family connection and living authentically with a lot of, that's episode three. And then just learning the insights of the daily living and how to live there. So that's been the biggest lesson for me in episode three. But in this episode, episode four, we're going to talk about just navigating challenges that I had over the 2 years of living here. And it's interesting because I don't know if I really see them as challenges, but what I do see them as learning opportunities, right? Or opportunities that I could teach others on what not to do of moving to a different country. That type of thing, right? So I think one of the biggest challenges that I dealt with was it was the whole bank and it was the whole mail system, right? I still have my U.S. bank. I still have my U.S. credit cards. I have never gone to get a bank account here in Costa Rica because why? I don't need to. It is very easy to go ahead, take money out at the ATM or pay for things, whether you're paying through dollars or colones. So I'm going to be very transparent about that. And I talk a little bit about the currency in episode two. But the one biggest challenges that I've had was I've lost a check debit card because I did not take it out of the ATM. And the ATM just sucked it in. And it was, y'all, when I realized that my card was gone, I looked everywhere you can imagine. I flipped my car upside down. I flipped my bed. I took everything out. Knowing me, I'll find it probably like in a year or something like that. Y'all, I flipped out. And so once I realized that, I even actually went to the bank and I was like, hey, this happened to me. What do you suggest? Do you have the card? And they're like, no, we don't. And you could see the tears rolling down my face. And the security guards were like, and y'all, it just scared the bejeebers out of me. So I'll tell you this, it was the end of February when that happened. I already had cash out and I already paid for my rent. So I was able to already pay for rent because I had that money waiting that I think I grabbed when I was in the States in December. Then when I came back and looked at like the big picture of everything, it's like, okay, what do I have to do? And I was like, oh my God, my bestie is coming down with her fiance in March. So I had to cancel that card and call my bank. And I said, I need to send a check debit card ATM to my friend. What do I do? And so my bank helped me out. Bestie came down. I got the card. Y'all, literally it was gut wrenching, right? Because I didn't have access. And so I looked up, and that's the thing. You could lose a card anywhere in the United States, but then what you do is just walk into your bank and you're like, hey, I lost my card. And it's simple. It's quick. It's easy, right? But here I was in Costa Rica, like wondering, am I going to have to fly back to go get a check debit card? What am I going to do? Like, I don't have cash. And I thought, okay, maybe I could use my credit card to take money out. And the fees, y'all. And I have a United, and United's fantastic. And I'll put that link down for a United card. United's fantastic. But the fee to take money out for the two credit cards that I have, insane. Insane. So I thought, nope, everything I have to buy, I have to buy with credit card. I can't go to the market for a month. I can't, like I said, I've already paid for my rent. Anyways, long story short, I was able to ship a check debit card to my best friend who came down in March. Now, the great thing is that I do have a lot of people that come and visit me. And I feel like during those busy times from November, end of November, all the way through May, I have a really good chance that somebody's going to come and visit, or I'll get to meet them or see them somewhere. And then usually in the summertime, I'm like chilled, and then I'll go back to the States for a month or so, visiting family and friends throughout the time. So yeah, it's been challenging. Do I need to get a bank account down here? I don't know, but I have a really nice flow happening with the bank. Another challenge that I have to deal with is my mail, and I've done everything I could by connecting my mail on just sending it to me via email, right? And that's pretty good. Like, you can go in there and do a lot with that, like credit cards, bank, my health insurance, my financial guy, like you could do a lot of that. But my mom, bless her heart, has offered to let me use her address to send some things if I need to. So like taxes, like all of that stuff. So she's great. She's collecting everything. And it's nice because she gets to like reach out to me and it's like, hey, Jen, this came in the mail for your taxes, blah, blah, blah. I was like, all right, or hey, Jen, you got a bill, because I did a dermatology appointment when I was in the States and I didn't get that bill because I didn't connect it to one of my, login type of things. So the mail can be a challenge. So those are the two biggest challenges that I have seen. Now, another thing that I also noticed for myself was the first 9 months I didn't have a car, and it was amazing. I had my beach cruiser, but I was able to rent cars when I needed to. And I didn't really need to rent cars very often, but when I had friends in town and they were maybe 2-3 hours from me, I would rent a car and I would go see them because I was like, oh my God, what a great opportunity to see some friends I haven't seen. They're in San Antonio or whatever that might be. So I did rent some cars. You do have to have a valid license. I will tell you that. You do have to have a valid license. So that was one thing. Now, do you need a car? Not necessarily. You could walk everywhere. I know people, the families, they don't have a car and, you know, they have a moto or they have a motorcycle or a bike, a bicicleta. And you could go into town. You could, you know, it's very easy to do. Now, granted, in the town that I'm at, it's very easy to do with the moto or the bicicleta, right? Or the bike. That's the third challenge. So the bank, the mail, and then access to a car. And then I don't know if this is really a challenge, y'all, but it's impossible to get mail down here. It's impossible to order on Amazon. It's impossible to order from Lululemon to get it shipped down to Costa Rica. And that, I don't think it's a challenge at all. I actually think it's a very good thing, to be honest with you, because I don't spend money when I'm down here. How I spend money is my health insurance, my rent, some of my work that I do. I mean, like with my podcast help, and even my business coach, everything. I don't spend money. That's all in my business. Now, occasionally I'll buy a dress or a cute dress, or I will, I'll admit this, y'all, but I will get Botox, and it's way cheaper here than it is in the United States. I can tell you that right now. Just saying. And I can share my guy's info. If you want to message me, DM me, send me an email, jen@jenrulon.com. He's in San Jose. But yeah, I'll take a San Jose trip like every 2 years or two times a year to go see him. Heck yeah. Saves me a lot more money than it does in the States. So is that a challenge that I can't buy anything on Amazon? I don't think it is at all. I actually think it's probably one of the most beautiful things I have ever felt and seen. Because when I go back to the States, it's crazy how easy it is to buy stuff. I go out with my niece. Hey, let's go to Sephora. Let's go to Ulta. Let's go to Target. You know, $300-$400 later, I'm like, what did I just spend my money on? You know what I mean? Now I'm down here, I'm very selective. I'm like, wait a minute, I have enough bikinis to last me probably once a day, probably for a month, and maybe not that, but you get my point. Clothes, I wear the same things over and over. It's very simple. When I go back to the States sometime this year, I don't know when, but I'm going to go back into my storage unit and be like, huh, let's see, what tank tops do I need? Do I have any shorts that I want to take down? I just wear the same shit over and over, and it's beautiful. So I don't think it's a challenge at all, not having Amazon, not having easy access to Lululemon or Sephora or Target. I have to plan. And yeah, sometimes when I do go back to the States, I'll maybe pick up my favorite toothpaste and my favorite lotion and things like that, and my vitamins. I actually have to have some friends bring my vitamins down because I am a big fan of my Oola vitamins, and I will share my link in there. And I actually did a podcast with them earlier in season two. So check that out because the story is phenomenal, but it's my vitamins. It's a company that sells vitamins, but they do so much more than just vitamins. So check them out. I'll put the link below. You could get $10 off your first order. And then if you order the total rebalance system, you'll get free shipping as well. So make sure you check that out because like I said, I will put that link in below. But yeah, so I don't think it's a challenge at all. But for me to get my vitamins, yeah, that's a challenge. And I'm not going to pay the taxes on Amazon to get a bikini or whatever that might be. I got plenty. So to wrap this up, to wrap part four up, because I think there could be more than this is in the final episode of my Costa Rica chats, because I think there's a lot more to talk about. And if you have any Q&A, just go ahead, send me a message, email jen@jenrulon.com, or you could post a question down below. in, if you're on Spotify or app, whatever that might be, if you have a specific question for me about living in Central America, because honestly, it was probably one of the best moves that I've ever done. Many people have assumed that I've ran away from my divorce, but in reality, I was running back to myself. With that said, pura vida, y'all. Ciao.